I'd just come out of hospital on the Saturday. I'd just had a second baby. Elaine's two. And I just came home, and the weather was terrible. I said to my husband, I said, I'll have to go round the Army and Navy shop and buy some slats and things. So I went round there, and when I come back, poor nuns, two nuns in front of me, and the thing went up. So I had to help them get it down. And I thought, I wonder what's causing all this. Blew you, you didn't have to walk, it blew you down.
Yeah.
Well, in the middle of the night, I don't usually get up in the dark, because I used to be a bit nervous. And the baby was asleep in our room, and Elaine was asleep in their room. And then all of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, bang, 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 bang on the letterbox. And I thought, I got up. Usually I say half, but I got up because I thought, what the hell, the way they are. And I looked down. I didn't see the water up the stairs. I didn't. I looked down. I said, what's the matter? It's only 3 o'clock in the morning. What's the matter? He said, don't pack anything. Just get yourself dressed. We'll take you safe. I said, why? What's the matter? He said, we're flooded. I never even see it. And then all of a sudden he said, paddle, paddle. Did you see the water up the stairs? I couldn't get out of that bed quick enough. And they took us. I did parry a bit, because the water was there and you had to paddle through it. And I didn't see where it went down like that. And I went down, and this poor little thing there. Oh, he was squealing all the way wherever we went after that, till he got seen to. And we had to go. The camp didn't get water in somehow, because my sister-in-law lived there in the army camp. It's risen somewhere. And we all got put in a boat, and then we had to go and get in the bus, and then they took us to Lee. And people were all in this big church, and poor Elaine, I couldn't get nothing. She was all tiny, I couldn't get nothing to fit her. And he said, come without anything, you know. People were getting nice little suits, nice little coats with that and that. So Arthur used to come over, and he had to stay there, and he helped the people. Get all those poor little dead kids and all that. Oh, I hate that kind of thing. I said, how could you do it? He said, somebody's got to do it. And he went with the men and collected all the brown people. Well, I had a friend that I worked in the factory with. We both married soldiers. We both had our babies on the same day. Joan, her name was. And she lived over the back where the bungalows are there and there like that. You can go from this one to that one. And she had this big pram, and she put a baby cot in it, and she tried to get to that one, which was her mother's, because she'd been to her nan's, and all of a sudden a big tide came and took one of them old-fashioned big prams, took it, and by luck would have it, it landed in a tree. And when it landed in the tree, the baby was fine, but when they carried on till they got to the veranda, and then the water just come over them, and they were found cuddled like that with each other dead. She was such a lovely little girl, though. Very sad. Yeah, but when we were there 3 weeks, and we come back here, and then they got the water out, so, and then they opened other places where you can go and get new carpets free, and we got new carpets. And my husband's sister in the camp, she went and cleaned everything. She didn't have no water in there at all. And she was at the vicar's house at Benfleet, living it, you know, fine. And she didn't have any water in. I don't know how she did it. But we got a bunch of things, and we got carpets. I didn't get anything for all my pans and things, because being young and having children, I was frightened they'd catch some germs or something. So Arthur got rid of all the pots and pans that were all full of water and that, with all sand and muck and little fishes. Yeah, and it stunk terrible. It took ages to get the smell out of the house. But he decorated.
How far up in the house did he come?
Not all that far, really. He went up the stairs, four stairs. But in the house, it went... Well, I had a sofa like that, bed sofa, went over that. So that had to be thrown out. So I had a new one of them